That's not the intro music.
What the smirk is this? No!
I mean, alright. We'll go with it. Alright. Welcome to Under the Hard Hat, a safety podcast for the construction industry. My name is Brian Mesmer, at Mesmer Safety on all the social medias. Today is Monday, March 22nd, and joining me today, we're side by side with the masks on, is Milt Luke, Director of Safety and Field Development with Western States Fire Protection. Hi, Milt.
Hey, Brian.
So we're going to continue our Ladder Safety Awareness Month, and this week's topic for Ladder Safety Awareness Month is safety at the top. Hey, Milt, you used to work in the field, right?
Yes.
What are some do's and don'ts of ladder safety at the top?
One, you do not stand on top of the ladder. Sit on top of the top cap of the ladder. As a field personnel, it's not very smart to leave your tools on top of the ladder. When you climb down and you decide to move that ladder, those tools with gravity come straight down and can hit you. The other issue is you want to keep a 3-point of contact on the ladder. We do have the tendency to lean to the left or right of the ladder. We get out of the in the middle of the ladder, you're going to lose your balance and that ladder is going to fall. Don't overreach. That's the other thing that when I was in the field, I probably constantly did is overreached where the ladder was. I was taught as apprentice to position your ladder in the correct position. So one, when we used to make a pipe, you have, you know, you better strength and you have better balance. But we always have the tendency to go ahead and use too short of a ladder and climb on top of the ladder. Remember, this is not only at work. We always seem to, when we get at home, we throw out the safety aspects and we use a ladder constantly, even at home. Just have the awareness at work and at home that you properly use a ladder.
It sounds like every time we use a ladder, gravity is trying to kill us.
Yeah, it is.
So,
and what I have learned in the past, it's doesn't matter what height the ladder. It could be a very short ladder. When you fall, it's the objects around that your head might hit that object, or you might fall on top of an object, and that will cause an injury. So it's usually the common 6-foot, 8-foot ladder that we use at work that we have the most injuries because you're very comfortable on that size of ladder.
Correct. Thank you, Milt. So as a reminder, we want to involve you as the audience. So please send your ladder safety picks to my email, that's brian.mesmer@apigroupinc.us. And I'll be giving away 4 $25 gift cards, they're Amazon gift cards, to the best ladder safety photos. They can be good ladder safety picks, they can be bad ladder safety picks. Currently, we have 4 entries. So 4 people are getting a $25 gift card unless you send in your ladder safety pick. And the judge of that is actually Kristen Heisman. Now, Milt, he didn't know he was going to talk about ladder safety at the top, but we got him to do it anyways. He actually came here to talk about safety observations for Western States. So, Milt, what is a safety observation and why should we do them?
A safety observation is when you go look at a safe or unsafe condition and document that hazard or safe condition. I look at it, it's a very proactive way to always have awareness of hazards that you face around you. It also gives you a chance to establish a plan that eliminates or does controls for those hazards. Additionally, it's a tool for the company to document these hazards to understand what hazards as a field personnel that you're going through on a day-to-day basis. I look at it as a very great tool. It keeps you proactively looking around there. Yet we also understand as we look at the whole project, it's not just about our little world. It's keeping everybody else around us safe. You know, watch out for your brother. Yep.
So one of the things that I would tell people when we talk about safety observations is if you're going to document a good, safe action or safe observation, is name names. So if I'm going to recognize my apprentice, I'm going to put his name in that observation so that the office sees that. And this is not a tool to be used to tattletale on, you know, somebody who's not doing something. So if you're going to document an unsafe one, you can use you know, third-party descriptors like an apprentice or a worker or, you know, a third-party tradesman, you know, somebody didn't work for us. You don't have to put the names in the unsafe. Like I said, this is not used to get people in trouble. This is used so that we can understand what you see in the field.
And I agree with Brian with that. Even if, to me, even if you put your name down, it's because you truly cared about that individual and you want to ensure he goes home safe. So even if you put the name down as safety leaders, we're not going to search him out and basically discipline him. We're going to search him out and gives us an opportunity to talk to him about why he needs to keep himself safe. Because we truly care. Injuries affect everyone. The injured employee, their family, and as a company for us to get the next project.
That is correct. So that is today's Toolbox Talk. Thank you, Milt, for joining me. And be safe while you're working. Adios.